What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time for this morning's look. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The main story for this morning is that the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, declared the seizure of movable and immovable property, accounts, securities and fixed terms in the name of Importadora Ricma, S.A. This is the operator of Super 99 chain, owned by the family of former President Ricardo Martinelli. The retention is for a concurrence of up to $21.1 million. This is stated in notes sent this Monday, the 1st of April, to the majority of Panamanian banks, in which the DGI requests that the retention order be executed immediately. Two of these banks would be the National Bank of Panama, BNP, and the San Jorge's Bank, since their relationship with ERISA is public. Previously, the newspaper La Prensa has published that ERISA has at least two bank accounts in the state-run BNP, according to information from the United States Department of Justice. Regarding the other bank, it is known that the machines used by the Super 99 chain in the transactions of those customers who pay for their purchases with credit cards are from St. George's Bank. The Prensa tried to expand on the information with the DGI, but the entity warned that the law prevents them from disclosing any data or document about the tax situation of taxpayers unless that information is required by some competent authority. The information about the seizure of the bank accounts and other assets of Importadora Ricma was obtained from banking sources and the Superintendency of Banks of Panama, which, however, did not provide details about the measure. The seizure of the accounts by the DGI occurred shortly after the head of the DGI, Publio de Garcia, and a team of officials attended a work meeting in Washington in response to an invitation made by the Division of the Internal Revenue Services, the IRS, from March 18 to 22. That was the second time that the IRS-CI invited DGI officials since last December the first meeting was held, also in Washington, with the head of this division, James Lee, to address issues related to the investigations that they carry out jointly on possible tax crimes. Martinelli, of course, has been in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama since the 7th of February, where he sought refuge 5 days after the criminal chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice dismissed the appeals against his conviction, which was given last July, of 128 months in prison for laundering the funds used to acquire the shares of Editora Panama America S.A. in the so-called new business case. The sentence is already enforceable, and there is an arrest warrant against Martinelli. Next November, Martinelli will be tried for another case, that of Odebrecht, also involving money laundering, and in this case, ERISA's participation was investigated, and even the Special Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office requested the indictment of said company, but criminal judge Baloisa Martinez did not accept said request. The Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an appeal presented by the defence of former mayor of the District of Panama from 2009 to 14, Bosco Ricardo Vallarino, convicted of the crime of embezzlement to the detriment of that capital commune. Through Edict No. 62, posted on the afternoon of this Monday, the 1st of April, in the Criminal Chamber of the Court and with the presentation of Judge Ariadne Garcia, the parties of the process are informed that the decision made by the judges of the criminal court. The appeal has been presented by the firm Bonilla Abogados against ruling number 55-S1 of August the 21st of 2023, by which the Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases confirmed the sentence of 12 years in prison applied to Vallarino for embezzlement, following the award of two consulting contracts for the management of sanitary waste in the District of Panama. The contracts were awarded to the companies Joelpa S.A. and Consultoria y Asoria de Panama to manage sanitary waste in Panama City. The investigation into this case began in 2013 following an audit report from the Comptroller General of the Republic in which animalities were detected in the contracts. Once the notification of this sentence is final, the first criminal cases court where the process is filed must order Bayerino to be taken to a penitentiary centre in order to serve the prison sentence imposed. Bayerino maintains a previous sentence of 48 months in prison for the crime of corruption of public servants. In this case, Bayerino was convicted after receiving a bribe of $6,000 from Brazilian businessman Alexandre Ventura Nogueira in exchange for a contract for the construction of an underground parking lot in the Belisario Porus Park. In 2015, during a television interview, Bayerino admitted having received the money from Nogueira, in which it led to the opening then of a criminal investigation. The Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, was authorised by the Cabinet Council to present to the National Assembly a project that modifies an article of law that creates the Panama Savings Fund, the FAP. This is Article 6 of Law 38 of 2012 that creates the FAP, which refers to the resources that constitute that fund. For the moment, the MEF has not revealed the modifications it intends to bring to the Assembly, which ends ordinary sessions on the 30th of April. The fund, created in 2012, has the objectives of managing a long-term savings system for the Panamanian state, as well as being a stabilization mechanism in cases of state of emergency. One of its sources of income is contributions from the Panama Canal. It also received funds from the government. However, the government continues to accumulate debt in this fund, which reached $970.2 million at the end of 2022. The Vice Minister of Economy, Carlos González, expressed that it is unusual for risk rating agencies to issue opinions or changes in the grades that they grant to each country, considering that it is a reckless practice which can positively or negatively influence the election results. His comments came in response to the Fitch Ratings report that reduced Panama's rating from BBB- to BB+ on the 28th of March. For Fitch, Panama has not done enough to reduce government spending and limit the size of public debt while facing less recurring income from the cessation of Minera Panama's activity. Precisely, regarding fiscal management, González stated that Panama has been meeting its fiscal goal, and this has been recognised by the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the rating agencies S&P and Moody's, and investors. Well, the fiscal deficit of the non-financial public sector at the end of 2023 was $2,462.5 million. Now, this figure, as the official says, is equivalent to 3% of the nominal gross domestic product, the GDP, estimated at $83,486 million for 2023. The investment bank Morgan Stanley published a brief report in which it indicated, after the downgrade of Panama's rating from BBB- to BB+, and the consequent loss of the investment grade granted by Fitch, it would expect that the rating agency's Moody's would also lower the rating of the country in the second half of the year. For Morgan Stanley, the rating given by Fitch is, well, not a surprise, although they acknowledge that it was sooner than some expected. The investment bank warns that the conclusions and arguments used by Fitch to remove Panama's investment grade status are in line with its opinions. In this sense, they consider, as part of the contagion effects or risks of Panama, the weak fiscal situation with an increase in public debt and a strong dependence on external markets. Governance challenges are another obstacle, as evidenced by the closure of the Cobre Panama copper mine, which could also impact Panama's medium-term growth prospects, Morgan Stanley said, citing Fitch in the letter that it sent to clients. In October of last year, the rating agency Moody's downgraded Panama's sovereign rating from Baa2 to Baa3, while adjusting the outlook from negative to stable. Moody's position from a year ago coincides with the arguments that Fitch now considered to downgrade the country and leave it in what is known as speculative grade. At the moment, Moody's has not commented on the issue. And that's it then. That's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items in the local news compiled for you. on this morning's programme.